Sermonette. Words to Live by Mikey. I'm going to tell you how it's going to be. You're going to get all full of hope and dedication and commitment. Absolutely convinced that there's something holy and divine in this world, and it's called love. Where there's love, there's power, and no power is greater than the power of love. Because love is the only thing real in this world or any other world. World without end. Sometimes you even start praying. Even if you never prayed in your life, you pray all right. And above all, you believe. And your belief keeps you going. But only for a while, because you know what happens? When all your dreams fall apart and your dedication fails and your commitments come crashing down, you drop clunk on your butt with a thud so hard you see stars. Sooner or later comes that same rude awakening our Lord Jesus Christ must have had when his defense fell apart and he actually had to start up that hill with the cross on his back. And when that happens, you're going to want to do anything you can to stay high and keep from feeling the pain. But after you've tried absolutely everything, when every escape route has led you to the same brick wall, you've got to completely surrender yourself up to God. No matter what's happening, no matter what's happening to you now or may happen in the future, only God can save you. What's that? You don't believe in God? Well, shucks, that's all right. Call it what you want to, but you better get right down on your knees right now and pray for guidance, because from now on, you are not driving your little bus. God is. And you're going to do it too. You'll pray for that miracle, look for that miracle, and be absolutely certain that if you believe hard enough, a miracle is going to happen. It's going to happen because you're a good person, a godly person, a worthy person, and you know that God listens to the prayers of good people. So you pray again, expect a miracle again. But when that miracle doesn't happen, what are you going to do? You're going to think, what a damn fool I was. As long as I live, I'm never going to believe in anything again. And you'll try to take control back of your life. But it simply will not work. Because, friend, not one of us can live in fear of what may or may not happen. If you do, you might as well just lay right down and die on drugs this minute. Just back yourself into a corner and sit there with your knees hugged up to your chest, shivering and cowering, sobbing and grieving over a future that isn't even written yet. You've got to go on with hope in your heart for the future. Accept what's happening, just the way our Lord did. Just shut up, don't whine, and be brave. Forgive who's ever causing you the pain and surrender. Let yourself be kissed by your betrayer. And before you go ahead and point your finger and accuse anybody of anything, just make sure you look in the mirror. Because you can place blame anywhere you want to. But if the truth be told, your footprints are also right there in the mud, leading away from the scene of the crime. So don't be too quick to look for justice. There are crimes that simply don't get solved in this little portion of our existence. Find comfort in the fact that there are no answers to some questions. Some situations are truly unexplainable. Mysteries no human being can unravel. Choices we sometimes have to make that are truly impossible, and acts we are forced to commit that can cause us a crushing, unbearable guilt. You've got to be brave and let go. Because nothing causes sorrow like holding on to anyone or anything. You gotta let go of hate, fear, and guilt, even love. You have to let go of that person right beside you in bed at night. Let go. Let go and hope there's light on the other side. So, dear friend, if you should find yourself left by the side of the road and abandoned, if you get hurt or disappointed by the deception, trickery, and deceit on the part of co-workers, loved ones, or friends, whether you think it's stupid or not, whether you believe there's anybody out there to hear you or not, get down on your knees and beg. But whatever you do, don't pray for a miracle. Pray for guidance. Cry out to heaven. If you're there, God, hear my plea. Guide me. Take me. Let thy will be mine. Because I don't know where the hell I'm going or what to do or how to get there or anything. I'm lost. I'm a lost sheep. Guide me. Give me a sign. Lead me on the path to truth. Let me know the right way.